Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. This is an extract from my interview with John A. Hoder on my favourite detective podcast. I'm talking about one of my fictional sleuths, Art Marvick, who currently features in four mystery thrillers. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, I've got Art Marvick. He's my third character, and that's a series of four at the moment. And he's an ex-Royal Marine commando, Special Boat Services officer. So he's very much an action man. And he's out of the Marines. He's been forced to leave the Marines because of an injury incurred during the campaign in Afghanistan. And Silent Running, the first one, he's really at a loss of where to go. He's lost his career, you know, he doesn't know where he goes from here. Eventually he becomes an undercover investigator for the National Intelligence Marine Squad, which is a fictitious police squad in the UK. But what that does is two things. It brings into my novel the Marine setting, because all my crime novels, all my series are set against the backdrop of the sea. So it brings in that element, but it also, with Art Marvick, because he's not officially a policeman, he can operate outside the law. So I can stretch the boundaries with that character, and they are more of a thriller style than Andy Horton and Inspector Ryger. So it's more of a thriller style, being a veteran and a very active man on dangerous missions and back into civilian life. He's seeking that adrenaline fix, if you like, which he gets in the end through the investigations for the National Intelligence Marine Squad. But he also has a fear. He doesn't have a fear of dying because he's faced death many times on his missions, but he has a fear of being incapacitated, being ill. So that's a little bit, you know, on his shoulders. And he's single. He's searching for something, some stability, really, I think. And he's a bit of a loner, but he doesn't really know what he's looking for.
So, we'll reach you, and when are you available for discussions, if you are?
Well, they can reach me in a number of ways. I've obviously got a contact form on my website, which is Romark, Romark.co.uk. They can get me on Twitter. They can get me on Twitter's better than Facebook for me replying to, Twitter, Facebook, or they can just simply put my name into the search engine and they'll certainly get all my websites and my blogs and everything there. So there's lots of ways they can reach me if they'd like to. Yeah.
Yeah. I like your website quite a bit. It's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
You did a nice job with this. The color schemes are a little different, but they work. You know, they really do. I can't tell you what that color green is, but it helps. It does. And it really sets off the white print. And people should go there just to see your website, romark.co.uk.
My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.